your show, you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. Show about your calls. We roll right into them. So let's talk to Marlon in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Marlon.
Hey, Ian, Mark, Julia. How are you doing tonight?
Good, man.
Super. What's up?
I'm all for the legalization of marijuana. I'm also for business owners and properties rights as well.
Very good.
And I see a potential problem when marijuana gets legalized. Employers saying, well, we still don't want our employees smoking it because, you know, they can harm themselves while working for us and that sort of thing. But the only problem with that is that marijuana stays in your system, the THC stays in your system for, 30 days or something to that effect. There's no real test to know if you're high or not at that time.
Yeah, currently there's no way to really tell if somebody's high at this moment. If they're operating a forklift or a front-end loader or something like that, and they're stoned out of their gourd, there's no way besides looking into their eyes and sort of being experienced in that. And it's not foolproof by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, now, that doesn't necessarily negate the fact that business could still set those rules. I mean, a business could still say, if you get into an accident with a forklift and the insurance company tests you for drugs and you come back positive, we just aren't going to cover it. And that would be a risk that a marijuana-smoking employee would take in order to work at that business.
Right. I think just like it is now, some businesses would have drug testing and some businesses wouldn't. Restaurants, for example, probably would never implement that because they know that they wouldn't have any employees.
Marlon?
Yeah, well, that was the thing. If you legalize marijuana, it still may hamper somebody in their job if they smoke it. So.
Sure. I mean, people come to, somebody came to your restaurant drunk once when they tried to come to work drunk, right, Julia?
Right.
What happened to him?
Well, he's an idiot normally, so it would be hard to tell that he was drunk, but he advertises it, so they just sent him home and, I mean, marked him down in the black book.
Right. So, I mean, these are existing problems that are going on today, regardless of whether or not these products are illegal.
Likely they didn't urinalysis the guy to see whether he was drunk or not. They just said, this guy's drunk, we're sending him home. So there was no test.
Right, so in the marketplace, businesses would still be free to set whatever rules they wanted to about what sort of substances their employees could use.
There's companies that due to lower their insurance costs, even some companies I heard of prohibiting their employees from even smoking at home.
Smoking cigarettes?
Yes. I've saw a couple of news stories about some companies that are barring their employees from smoking cigarettes because to lower the company's health insurance.
Oh, yeah. I believe that totally. I'm sure that there's companies out there that are doing that. And I think a lot of companies are doing something that's a little more subtle and insidious, is they're simply not hiring people that smoke.
Right.
Yeah, that's the article. I think that's one of the stories that we've seen in the past, and that should be their prerogative. And cigarettes.
They
smokers,
take more breaks.
Yeah, it's true. This seems like I remember working retail. It seemed like the cigarette smokers were always out front.
Yes.
It's
just a fact of life that cigarette smokers get more breaks.
So, and cigarette smokers shouldn't be able to sue because they didn't get a job because they're cigarette smokers. And business owners should be able to discriminate based on whatever factors they want to discriminate based on. I should be able to hire all, black women who don't smoke cigarettes if I want to.
Oh, I agree.
Right. And let the marketplace decide whether or not I should be punished for that sort of thing.
At least nobody will be getting put in jail anymore.
Yeah, that's for sure. Marlon, any other thoughts?
No, thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free SACL CAI line. Did you know that there is, apparently on a yearly basis, a National Police Week? Did you know this?
Well, I wouldn't doubt it, but
sounds
I didn't know there was.
Sounds like one of those events where they bring the cops to your school and get people
not,
to drop
not so,
pictures.
Not so. What it is it is a week-long event in Washington, D.C., where police officers from around the country converge on Washington, D.C., and basically proceed to, I'll go through a little list of some of the things they've done, but they basically proceed to break a bunch of laws and nobody does anything to them about it. Drinking in the streets, open containers, urinating in public.
It's a
that sort
big
of thing.
Police convention.
Yeah, and that's what it is.
They do what a lot of people do at conventions.
Uh-huh. According to Becky Akers at LouRockwell.com, it seems D.C. has survived yet another National Police Week, and I'm trying to decide whether that's good or bad. From Tuesday, May 8th through Wednesday the 16th, tens of thousands of cops from around the country partied in the nation's capital. Naturally, they drank. A lot. But that didn't stop them from climbing behind the wheel to cruise dark streets with sirens blaring. They gunned motorcycles and skirled bagpipes till 3 a.m., yelled, fought, and generally broke laws that they forced the rest of us to follow. Their excuse for this annual rioting is that by annoying, inconveniencing, and even terrifying D.C. civilians, that they're commemorating officers killed in the line of duty. Yes, that's right. That's what this occasion is supposed to be about. This week-long party
orgy
is supposed to be a solemn occasion where they're commemorating fallen officers. But instead, it's just a party in the streets for the cops. And no one does anything about it. D.C. police don't arrest these guys. Well, why not? Those cops likely annoyed and inconvenienced and terrified folks while they were still alive. Alas, after several sleepless nights, some citizens ran short of sympathy for the grieving survivors. They naively complained to the district's police, who responded by joining in the fun. One Kenny taxpayer finally videotaped the lawlessness for YouTube. This embarrassed D.C.'s police chief into taking stern measures. She posted flyers asking the drunks to play nice. No doubt that had them trembling in their jackboots. National Police Week has plagued us since 1962, when a joint resolution authorized the president to proclaim May 15th of each year as Peace Officers Memorial Day, and the calendar week of each year during that particular May 15th area occurs such as Police Week. We already pay these petty tyrants as petty tyrants and bullies, but Leviathan wants us to kiss their butts, too.
Mm.
Whereas the police officers of America have worked devotedly and selflessly in behalf of the people of this nation, regardless of the peril or hazard to themselves. Oh, yeah, didn't you see that in the Virginia Tech situation where the police were very obviously serving the people without regard to hazard or peril? Oh, wait, no, they were hiding behind trees. No, they weren't really exactly rushing in regardless
of peril. I didn't see any footage of that. I did.
This is the same thing they did in Columbine. They just stood outside for a while.
People are jumping out of windows.
Right. All the gunshots stopped.
Not exactly like the firemen and the 9/11 attacks where they were rushing in while others were rushing out. They were standing behind cars and trees while others were rushing out.
And as Becky Akers puts it, oh, yeah, and all those benefits, overtime pay, early retirement with lifelong pension, meals extorted from restaurateurs, and drugs swiped from the evidence lab, they've got nothing to do with it. Going on from the quote of the joint resolution, whereas these officers have safeguarded the lives and property of their fellow Americans. Poppycock, says Becky, by law, cops don't have to safeguard anything. Attorney and author Richard Stevens emphasizes that cops don't even have to come when you call. In most states, the government and police owe no legal duty to protect individual citizens from criminal attack, and the Supreme Court has recognized that time and time again. It's true. The police do not have an obligation to protect you or serve you. The police protect and serve the state. That's why they exist. It's just kind of like it's like a mirage. They're putting on a show for people. They're trying to get you to think that that's what they do, but in fact, it's not their responsibility. The District of Columbia's highest court spelled out plainly the fundamental principle that a government and its agents are under no general duty to provide public services such as police protection to any particular individual citizen. That's what the court said. 800-259-9231. If you got a bad cop story, you're welcome to share that with us. On the way, a story about some cops who decided they were just going to break into somebody's house just because they thought it was empty, and that's what they wanted to do, because they're the police, and they can do that sort of thing. And the rest of the story about the cops in Washington, D.C., thousands of them, National Police Week, urinating in public, open containers, it's all coming up.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features completely free, including archives, entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. You just go and download them for free, freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who have made the move, like us,
Hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project and discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. We're talking about National Police Week, which goes on a yearly basis in Washington, D.C. I didn't know about this. It's the first time I've heard of it. Apparently, it's been going on for quite a while. And the stated purpose is that, well, since so many cops have died over the years, we're going to get a bunch of cops together from around the country, and they're all going to come to Washington, D.C. and commemorate their fallen comrades. That's the stated purpose. And on its face, it sounds like it's a very nice, solemn event.
Sure, kind of like a Memorial Day thing.
Yeah, remembering. But apparently, it's not so solemn. Apparently, the reality is that the police run rampant through the streets of D.C., blaring their sirens for no reason. According to this, they gunned motorcycles, skirled bagpipes till 3 a.m., yelled, fought, and generally broke laws they forced the rest of us to follow. I saw video footage of cops very clearly carrying open containers out in the street. Now, look, I don't care if someone's carrying an open container in the street. In fact, I think those laws should go away. But while the laws are on the books...
And the cops are enforcing them.
Right. The cops should be obeying those laws.
At the very least.
Right. But they don't. Because, they know they can get away with it. They're the police. Who's going to arrest them? The other cops? Not very likely.
Clearly.
In fact, the Washington, D.C. chief of police didn't do a damn thing except post up some flyers asking them to be good. Most Americans, this is...
It'd be funny if the cops just posted up flyers and asked us not to smoke pot.
That would be... I'd like to just be asked. Thanks.
Ask us to pay our taxes. Right. Please pay your taxes.
Becky Akers at LouRockhold.com is reporting on this. She says most Americans blindly... And she just finished pointing out that according to various different court decisions, there is absolutely no requirement whatsoever for the cops to respond when you call them. There's no obligation on the part of the police to protect you. So don't expect them to. If they do, then you got a bonus. But it's up to you to protect yourself. Anyway, most Americans blindly believe that cops protect us from criminals. In reality, cops protect the state from us. That's been their purpose since the first police departments were organized in the early 19th century. Prior to that, kings relied on their armies to fight their enemies, foreign or domestic. Witness the Redcoats patrolling colonial Boston. Then in 1812, George III's Secretary for Ireland created the Peace Preservation Police to subdue Irish peasants upset at the British government's stranglehold. Nor has that purpose shifted over the centuries. Cops still keep muttering serfs from rising against their rulers. More from the joint resolution that was passed enabling the National Police Week. Whereas, by the enforcement of our laws, these same officers have given our country internal freedom from fear of the violence and civil disorder that is presently affecting other nations. And she says, yeah, especially when they're liquored up. Whereas, these men and women, by their patriotic service... I don't know about you, but subjugating one's fellow citizens isn't exactly my definition of patriotic service. And speaking of subjugating citizens, tomorrow night I think we might get to a story about the cops actually threatening and then choking a man because he wasn't doing what they wanted him to do. And their dedicated efforts have earned the gratitude of the Republic, or at least of its politicians. And so cops annually invade Washington, D.C. They may raise a bottle of... They raise many a bottle of Bud to those who paid the ultimate sacrifice during the preceding year, all 160 of them. That small number is the nation's annual average of cops who die in the line of duty, and it has been for years. About half of them are shot, and the rest might arguably be excluded from this figure because they perish in car crashes. And I'd like to insert here that of those half that are shot and killed... I'm curious, how many of those people, of those police officers that died from bullet wounds, were involved in no-knock drug raids? How many of them were involved in enforcing the war on drugs?
Well, I wouldn't want to minimize police that are killed in the line of duty, doing their legitimate jobs, but I would think that there's a certain amount of cops that are involved and that are killed while doing these no-knock raids, which I would say is not a legitimate role of law enforcement.
And it's not just no-knock raids. It's any sort of drug enforcing operation, like a sting operation. There have been cops that have been just shot out the street.
but you know, trying to buy some crack or sell some crack, and the deal goes bad, or someone gets wise and just realizes it's a cop and shoots the cop. So you know, there's a variety of different ways, but they all usually have to do to the war do with the war on drugs. If it weren't for the war on drugs, a lot more cops would be alive today. We can only envy such low fatality, since cops kill many times that number of civilians each year, and justifiably, too. See, it's murder when a citizen kills a cop, but it's justifiable homicide when they kill us. A report from the U.S. Department of Justice contains this stunner, quote, "The use of deadly force against a police officer is almost never justified, while the use of deadly force by police often is. Killings by police are referred to as justifiable homicides, and the persons that police kill are referred to as felons." What handy logic. Cops kill felons who are felons because the cops killed them. Police justifiably kill, on average, nearly 400 felons each year. And that estimate is low. It's also unreliable. Despite a 1994 law ordering cops to report all shootings, precincts voluntarily report only justified killings to the FBI. A neat trick, but you have to work for Leviathan to get away with it. See, when we murder, it's reported, and felons are merely the beginning of the casualties. What about the innocent bystander these reckless drivers and poor marksmen slaughter? Or their murderous mistakes, like 92-year-old Catherine Johnston of Atlanta, or bridegroom Sean Bell of New York City? Dead civilians might as well be roadkill. Their deaths literally don't count. While cops drown their sorrows over their fallen fellows, let decent folk honor the fallen felons. It's easy enough. Just understand who the real criminals are.
You know, it's a harsh article, but it wouldn't be written if it wasn't for some police officers out there acting out. And, you know, this whole Cop Day celebration in Washington, D.C., where they go and act crazy and drunk, and clearly they've got videotape of all this stuff happening.
Mm-hmm.
I believe cops have to let loose now and then, too. They shouldn't be doing it in uniform, that's for sure.
I don't think they were in uniform.
Well,
from what I saw,
they shouldn't be doing it at a cop convention.
Yeah,
you know, if they want to do such a thing, go to Vegas and do with, you know, and be a civilian for a while.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, my issue with it is just that they enforce those laws all the time. It makes me angry.
Yeah, open container. They get people for that
often.
Quite often.
That. They do it in Keene here a lot with the college kids.
Let's go to Owen in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Owen, what's on your mind?
Hey, you guys ever get tickets by those cops that try to enforce, you know, unjust laws?
Have we ever gotten a ticket by a cop?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yes, I guess I have gotten a ticket
before.
Well,
then what you can do to protest it when you lose in court, like a traffic ticket or anything, go pay in pennies.
Oh, that's a good one. Hang on. If you got more, Owen, 800-259-9231, they hate that stuff.
They've got a little trick for that now.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. I want to find out what that is.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Dozens and dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you know if your hard-earned wealth is at risk? If you have a business, there is a 1 in 3 chance that you'll be named in a lawsuit in the next year. The lawsuit could destroy your business and leave you penniless. KeepYourAssets.net is our experts in sheltering what you've earned. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. That's KeepYourAssets.net.
We just got off the phone with Owen in Washington. He dropped off during the break, but he made a pretty interesting point about if you get, for instance, a speeding ticket that he suggested maybe paying it with pennies, and that has been done in the past, and I think it's a pretty neat idea, but Mark, you're saying that the government's figured out a way to sort of head that one off at the pass?
Yeah, it's not the first time that's been suggested, and apparently I've read some news stories, and the government will have you put your name and address on every roll of pennies in case one of them comes up short a penny or something like that, so that's sort of how they manage to keep you from paying in pennies because, well, you know, it's paying for them.
Yeah, so probably not really going to work, and it will just end up being more of a hassle than you expected it to be because somebody's got to roll those pennies, right? I mean, it's either you or the bank, and the bank probably doesn't want to roll, you know, $1,000 worth of pennies or $200 worth of pennies. That's a lot of pennies.
Yeah.
And so
didn't we see somebody who paid a fine in, like, a they put all the money in a big chunk of lucite or something.
Yeah, who did that? I think it was one of our listeners, wasn't it?
I can't remember, but it was funny.
Yeah, that was funny. Let's see, what else? Oh, my favorite story. My favorite story about paying a fine was the guy that wrote a check and then proceeded to wipe his area with the check, his anal region.
Send it in. And how awful.
Give it a little streakage and then send that in.
You've got to be careful of that with Homeland Security around. They're liable to get you for being a terrorist.
Yeah, a biological weapon.
Yeah.
Let's go to Zeke in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Zeke. Zeke, are you there? Zeke going once.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, okay. What's on your mind?
You guys are talking about speeding tickets. I actually a podcast listener, so I'm just calling in sort of randomly about a ticket that I received on Monday, and I have a little bit of dilemma concerning that ticket.
All right, what's going on?
I just started a new job last week, and I was traveling to work, and I crossed this bridge I have to get to across one of the major rivers here, and the speed limit's reduced from like 35 to 25 there. As I found out later, it's basically a speed trap.
Sure.
And I was cruising. Most traffic travels like 40, 45, and I was basically absentmindedly driving to work, plenty of time. I get about two-thirds of the way across the bridge, and I get pulled over by a cop who's very authoritarian, and I know from, like, you know, watching Busted and stuff that I should, you know, act a certain way. And I did that. I was actually pretty confident there. Like, you guys have talked about adrenaline rushes in the past, and I really felt very calm in their whole exchange. I just wanted to get to work, so I was just very matter-of-fact. I didn't grovel or anything. I just wanted to get my ticket and go. And of course, I was a little bit late. So, and I have this ticket. This cop alleged I was driving like 65 miles an hour in a 25 mile an hour zone.
Ooh.
So it's going to cost me like $209 for the ticket, plus my insurance is probably going to go up at least $1,000.
Skyrocket, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So, I'm planning on obviously trying to contest the ticket, and I have been in law school for about a year and a half, so I know a lot about procedural issues and things like that. I feel like I could probably go in and, argue with these guys and at least get off on weaken their case or look at the holes in their case and get off that way, or just become such a procedural pain in the ass that they'll just basically try to get me out of there. I was kind of looking forward to that confrontation and actually putting the cop in the hot seat and forcing him to answer my questions.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one thing I can do, but I was prepared to do this until today when I received a call from an acquaintance of mine whose brother actually works for the same police department. And he asked me for the citation number and the officer's name, and basically, in a long story short, he says his brother knows the chief, and if I, he told me to plead not guilty, and then I'll meet with this officer and the chief for the hearing, and basically, use a corrupt means to sort of get the points reduced, possibly, or the fine reduced, or maybe not have the cop show up at all. But the kind
When you say corrupt, you just mean that the police chief's just going to pull a few levers and not have the guy show up, right?
Pretty much. It's kind of like just doing some special favoritism for somebody because they happen to know a cop. Now, I mean, the whole system is corrupt in and of itself, so I don't really know how much of a dilemma there is to go that route, the pragmatic route.
Yeah, I don't see, I agree with you. I mean, the system's corrupt. There are corrupt cops everywhere. I know there are good cops out there and everything, but If I could get out of a ticket by bribing a cop to the tune of $100, I mean, if I knew I could get away with it, I'd do it in a heartbeat. I don't know. I don't know if you could really get in trouble on this end. I mean, if it's the chief of police who's offering to do something for you, could they charge you with some sort of bribery charge or something like that?
Well, there won't be any bribery involved. It's just the fact that it's just sort of that thin blue line. This cop will take care of his cop's friend, me. I don't know the my friend's brother, or whatever, but because they scratch each other's back, so.
So the dilemma is: should you go that route, or should you go and fight the ticket as you?
Yeah, should I go fight and sort of stand on take a principled stance and assert my rights as fully as possible to
I don't see the obligation to.
Stuff like that, or
they've initiated force on you, not vice versa. So
yeah,
any way you can get out of that, I mean, I don't see a problem with it at all.
Well, the only thing is I may have happened to basically essentially plea bargain to a lesser charge, which, I'm very opposed to that in general. I mean, this is obviously like a petty issue. It's not, it's not a murder trial or anything, but
I
feel that it encourages, those sorts of deals. I mean, this isn't a standard one where a prosecutor's offering me a lesser charge, just basically calling it a favor, but it feels sort of the same way. So I'm just, wondering what your take on it is, if it's something that can...
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. So you're saying that basically if you went in and fought it, there's a chance it could get dropped and you wouldn't have it on your record or whatever. But if you go in and plea out and take a lesser sentence or lesser penalty, then that'll go through on your record and I don't know. I see where you're coming from on that. That's a tough choice.
On the other hand, also be sort of reinforcing the idea that certain people that know cops can get strings pulled a certain way, and it just doesn't seem fair to the average citizen. I mean, the whole system's in and of itself isn't fair. I understand that.
Right.
So,
and so if you take their bargain, if you take this little under the table agreement, then they win, right? I mean, they win because they're getting you to plead guilty. Whereas if you plead not guilty, there's a small chance you might actually come out ahead.
Exactly. Well, there is the possibility. I mean, pleading not guilty to begin with, but they might handle a certain way that where I do end up pleading guilty. Which I don't actually know what's going to happen. They said, you know, maybe this cop just won't show up at the trial, in which case I will be not, you know, found not guilty. Maybe he will, and he'll ask me to do something I don't really want to, but I'll always sort of be obligated.
So it's sort of up in the air. So the under the table deal isn't even really very firm. You're not really sure what you're going to get out of it.
Exactly. I just have to trust the bureaucrats. You know, they'll take care of me. So,
do you trust this person that they called you?
The cop's brother. Yeah, I know him pretty well, but I don't know his brother at all, and I certainly don't know the chief of police. You know,
right.
So,
it sounds risky. I don't know. I mean, if you feel good about it, then you should do it. But if it seems iffy or questionable, I don't know if I would go for that. I'm kind of torn on that, actually. And I'm not in your position. I'm not in possession of all the facts. But if you think it'll work out for you, then I'm with Julia. Do what it takes to get away from the charges. And do let us know what happens. All right, Zeke?
All right.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. And good luck. 800-259-9231.
When I worked at an Italian restaurant in back in Florida, there's a deputy that used to come in on a regular basis, and he was a really nice guy, and he gave me his business card to put in my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case.
Yeah, he was being a nice guy, Julia.
Yeah, he was.
Well, no, the reason for the business card was what?
If I got pulled over and they asked for my license, for example, I kept it in front, so like the Indian River County Sheriff's Department business card was right.
Would
on.
You have handed it to the cop and said, I know so-and-so?
I don't know,
what?
But he was a high-ranking deputy. He was very high up in the ranks. So if it had been a sheriff, I probably would have. I wouldn't do
Did
it with a cop.
Did he suggest to you that, you know, this is like a get-out-of-jail-free card or anything like that?
He gave it to me with that intention, yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
800-259-9231. You can take control. The cops break into an abandoned home. Coming up.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great, and my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. Callex.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bylo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of your way. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
Hey, Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying my house. House.freetalklive.com is the place to go to learn more about it. It is a beautifully remodeled three-bedroom, two-bath home just minutes away from the beach. And I mean less than 5 minutes away from the beach. In Sarasota, Florida, and I think you're going to like it. It's got a soundproof room in case you're a recording musician or radio person or something like that. Or you just got someone who's really loud, or maybe you want to make a little home theater. That would work for that, too. So it's all for $175,000, which is darn cheap. Head over to house.freetalklive.com to get the details and buy my house. All right, so we're talking about the cops. We've been sort of on a police thread all this first hour here, and the story is out of, Kansas City, as a matter of fact, so our listeners in KC will find this interesting if they haven't heard about it yet. A local man wants police to pay for damage to a home that he's restoring. Curtis Allen said the damage happened when police officers used a residence that they thought was vacant for a training exercise.
Oh, no.
They kicked in the door. They busted up the door jamb, Allen told the TV station in the area. I want them to stop using people's property as a training tool. Police said they sometimes use vacant homes for training purposes. Officers said they look for places typical of what they're likely to find in the field. Captain Rich Lockhart said the police thought that the home was vacant when they arrived in January and the owner was not inside. What we do know is that officers did train in this house. They believed it was a vacant house, went in, and did some training. Allen said he bought the house a few months ago and is starting to refurbish it. He said he didn't give anyone permission to use it. Allen said, I've talked to the previous owner of this house, and he told me they asked him for permission a few months ago, and he told them no. I don't know exactly what they go through as far as getting approval and process to go into a home, said the... That's the police captain that said that. He doesn't know. I don't know what they go through as far as getting approval. Now, the homeowner, Allen, isn't claiming the police ruined the doors or the house, but as a result of them coming in, kicking in the house, someone else came and took the doors off the house, he said. Allen now uses a board to cover the front and rear entrances of the home. Police said they'll investigate the incident if Allen files a claim. Basically, a letter outlining what he believes we did to the home, include pictures if he can. We'll look at it, talk to the officers involved, conduct an investigation.
And deny everything.
And figure out what happened. Oh, great. They're going to figure it out, huh? They don't. I mean, this is just amazing. Is this a violation of the Third Amendment? Is it a violation of the Third Amendment? That's what I would
like. It says soldiers.
No soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner. Okay, so it does say soldier, but the police are getting more and more militaristic. One could certainly make the argument.
I'm sure when they were practicing in there, they had on helmets and shields.
Right. How does that make you feel as somebody who may be a property owner?
And how would you think that a house was not owned by somebody.
They didn't say that they didn't think it was owned by someone. They just thought it was vacant.
So what if it's vacant?
Well,
that's even worse. I mean, not that it was justifiable
anyway.
Aren't you
supposed to be protecting my house?
Some guy's house that just happens to be vacant at the moment?
Yeah.
I mean, what if your house is vacant at the moment? That gives people permission to just
wander the cops,
on in?
Yeah, apparently so. I mean, how does that separate them from a homeless man or a squatter?
I don't know.
Exactly. I guess they're not camping out there, but nonetheless, they're busting into your private property and then using it for their training exercises, which may entail who knows what. You know, running around with guns.
Don't they have their own training facilities?
Yes, they do. Yeah. They're usually located out somewhere in the middle of nowhere, and they've got their own little, I don't know what they call them, but there are these certain little training areas where there's, you know, the silhouettes that pop out, and they have to determine whether they're a regular person or a criminal, and they have to, you know, shoot at them and that sort of thing. They have those areas. They do those things. But I guess the excuse is, I don't really know. I mean, the captain's not even making excuses for them. He says he doesn't even know what they're doing.
What the hell's going on? God.
Amazing, isn't it?
I don't know.
These cops have no respect for private property. I bet they don't even know what private property is. Although they would know if somebody came into their house. I bet they'd feel like they were invaded at that point.
They would get their gun.
Sure they would, and they'd be justified for doing that. And what would have happened if this wasn't a vacant house? What if it just looked vacant? I mean, how much time did they spend trying to determine whether or not this was a vacant house or not?
Knock on the door?
Right. I mean, it looks vacant. You know, maybe there's a window busted out or something like that, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Right. I mean, what if I decided to take something, take a vacant car for a joyride? Do you think they'd throw me in jail for stealing it?
Well, you would be thrown in jail, but yes. A cop can actually commandeer cars and all that sort of thing. You know, at least they do in the movies. 800-259-9231. Since we're talking cops, we'll continue. But coming up, we've got a certain type of plastic surgery that is a little unusual. You've heard of maybe breast enlargements and nose jobs, but this one happens below the belt. Talk about that.
Scares me to even talk about it.
Yeah. Law enforcement, the corrupt cops from StopTheDrugWar.org. Here's this week's crew. In Boston, a Massachusetts state trooper was arrested this month on charges he ran an OxyContin trafficking and extortion ring. This isn't just a bit player. He's running the ring. Trooper Mark Lemieux, who had a long career arresting drug traffickers, was himself arrested along with former state trooper Joseph Cantonese and two other people, including his girlfriend. He had been assigned to the Bristol County Drug Force, but that didn't stop him from allegedly arranging with a drug dealer to let his girlfriend courier OxyContin from Florida to Massachusetts. Lemieux and company went down after the dealer got busted and turned state's evidence. He had been a snitch for Lemieux, but now he snitched on him.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how is it that he knew how to bust all these other competing drug dealers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, inside information.
That's how it works, man. This goes on all over the country, and Mr. Lemieux is just one example of several police that have been involved in activities like this. The corruption is everywhere. In Kentucky, London, Kentucky, a former local police officer was arrested this month on drug sales charges. Brad Neipert, the son of the Department of Transportation secretary, was an officer for the Williamsburg Police for 7 years. Things began to go downhill for him when he crashed his cruiser into a woman's car while on duty in 2006. Drug tests then showed that he'd consumed oxycodone and cocaine. As the town board met to consider firing him, just consider it, he resigned. He was later arrested on drug possession and other charges in that incident. While awaiting a September court date on those charges, Mr. Neibert managed to get stopped for acting suspicious in the parking lot of a nightclub where a stabbing had occurred. Police found 14 OxyContin pills and $32,000 in cash in his vehicle.
That's a lot of jack.
After obtaining a search warrant and another $3,000 in cash, 57 methadone tablets, that's heroin, and ledgers. He's now charged with trafficking in a controlled substance, possession of drugs, and drug paraphernalia. And ledgers, by the way, is like, you know, his business. He writes down, you know, who he's doing business with, how much business he's doing, that sort of thing. Having prescription drugs in an improper container, tampering with evidence, carrying a concealed deadly weapon, and impersonating a police officer. Dallas. A former Dallas police officer was found guilty in the pool chalk scandal last Friday. Former officer Jeffrey Haywood was convicted of lying on a police report by saying he field tested a substance believed to be cocaine when it was seized in May 2001. The substance turned out to be pool chalk.
What is pool chalk?
Oh, like you're playing pool. It's that little blue stuff, right?
Okay.
That you put at the end of your stick?
I was imagining...
Like a swimming pool?
Swimming pool. What do you use chalk for there?
Apparently, there was a trace of cocaine. More than 24 people, most of them Hispanic immigrants, were arrested, convicted, and sent to prison as drug traffickers based on drug seizures that turned out to be pool chalk. Former officer Mark De La Paz has already been convicted in the scandal, and cases are pending against two other officers. Haywood was sentenced to 2 years in prison. Yeah, that was what they called the sheetrock scandal before. We'd actually talked about that one in the past. And that one was a huge case. I mean, they put 24 people in jail based on just lies. They lied about that stuff. They made it up. And they used it as an excuse to put people in jail they didn't like. That's what was going on there. I mean, it's case after case. There are at least 3 to 5 of these cases in the StopTheDrugWar.org's mailing every single week. There's no shortage of corrupt cops to talk about in this country. And it never stops. And it won't stop until the war on drugs is absolutely, completely brought to an end. And you were actually talking about that today on your local television show here, Mark.
I was.
Keene Weekly News, which people can watch on freekeene.com if they want to see what's going on. And I was very pleased.
It's an awful little cable access show.
I was pleased that you took that position on the air, the position of, we need to end this war on drugs. Because there have been stabbings and things like that here in our little city of Keene recently.
Right. Besides the cops being corrupted by the war on drugs, we're all just put in danger by it every day.
We're all at risk from some frothing madman who wants to get his hands on drugs so badly he's willing to do what it takes. Mm-hmm. To knock over convenience stores, to steal things from people's homes and cars. Needs to end. 800-259-9231. Julia's going to tell us about... I don't even know how to describe it. It has to do with female genitalia and plastic surgery, and it's kind of twisted. Coming up.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...